Welcome to Podcasting for Service Providers, the show that explores how service-based business owners can use podcasting to help potential clients understand, trust, and choose you to work with without becoming a full-time content creator. I am your host and podcast strategist, Allison Nitsch. Let's get into today's episode. Okay, this episode's going to be a little different for me. I am wanting to talk about some things that I've been thinking about for quite a while. And in full transparency, I've been nervous to talk about it because for the last 4 years, I've been telling service providers that they should start a podcast. And I still do think and believe in podcasting. Clearly, I'm still doing one and I'm assuming you are or want to. But today, I do want to tell you something that I never really expected that I would say. And this is going to be kind of hard for me to say, but I'm just going to say, I don't really think that most service providers or all service providers need a weekly podcast. And before you click away and say, wait a second, this is what you've been saying and this is what you've been helping people do, I want you to hear me out because I do still 100% believe in podcasting. But I believe more so in the fact that audio is one of the most powerful marketing tools that a service provider can have. In fact, I believe that more so now than I have ever. I just don't think I've been asking the right questions. And recently I just kind of came upon, I'm just going to be vulnerable. Maybe I was a little bit selfish in thinking that I'm just going to say the previous version of my business because it is what it, that's, you know, I started off as a podcast producer, strategist launch. I help people launch their podcast and then I managed it. And I really did not work with a ton of clients. I mean, I've launched over a dozen podcasts, but out of those dozen, I launched and managed probably 8 to 10 of those for at least a year or more, where I was doing their weekly production. And I have a client going on 3 years now that we've worked together. And so when I say that I believe podcasting works, I wholeheartedly still believe this. So I don't want this episode to come across as that I don't think that a weekly podcast does not work. It absolutely does. What I have realized though, and what I've been probably more so fighting with, because I'm like, well, I'm the person who launches podcasts. I help them produce it. I do this. I do that. I strategize. I help them get clients. It's almost like I've been having this fight with my own identity. And it goes back to even when I was a teacher. It's like, I thought I was a teacher and I became a teacher. I was a teacher. But that doesn't mean I had to stay a teacher. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is I have looked at people leaving, stopping, not podcasting anymore is like a punch in the gut to, oh my gosh, what does this mean for my business? How am I going to help people realize they need a podcast and they can't keep up with it? What am I going to do to help them keep up with it? When really what I should have been asking myself is a completely different question. And I just don't think that we have been asking ourselves the right question. And so over the next few weeks, I think it's the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be introducing to you kind of a different way of thinking that I've been working on within myself and what I think about podcasting and audio and how it all fits into your business and your business specifically. Because quite honestly, this has been a realization for me too. But over the last several months, I've been noticing something within myself, within my thinking, within podcasting, within businesses, that every time I talked about launching a weekly podcast, meaning, and if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I say that I really do believe you should have a weekly podcast. But there's always been a little bit of resistance that I couldn't explain. Like I couldn't explain why you have to have a weekly podcast. I mean, I do. I have said that, you know, if you want to be using it for marketing, you have to be getting yourself out there enough to be saying it enough times to where people are going to want to listen to you, or not want to listen to you, want to trust you and want to work with you. But even a few weeks ago, I had Andy Smiley on and she believes in seasonal podcasting and that works for her and her clients. And as I was talking to her, even more so, you know, I don't remember exactly what I said because it came out more recently, but we recorded it a while back. I know I even said she teaches seasonally, I teach weekly, but I still even in my head was thinking, well, why? Why am I telling people, especially service providers? Now, if somebody's going into this as more of an influencer or the authority builder or, you know, the Amy Porterfields, all of these people who do weekly podcasts, they're doing it for a much different reason than selling their offers or getting someone to listen to them and learn from them and trust them enough to want to buy or work with them. And I don't think in the long term, if you are a service provider, specifically mostly, you know, working more one-on-one with clients, even more done for you work, doesn't have to necessarily be that, but you are not speaking to the masses. You are wanting a handful of clients at a time. I don't necessarily believe that you have to have a weekly podcast. And so even for my clients, previous clients listening to me, I apologize. I do still think it works for some business owners, but here, let me kind of get to the point of this. I don't think that I have not stopped believing in podcasting. Let me just say that. Podcasting is 100% still there. I absolutely love it. I believe in it. And I don't think that podcasting doesn't work anymore because it absolutely 100% does. I will still be here each and every week. So just know that that is not where this is going because I do think it's the opposite. But here's what I do think. I keep meeting with service providers who they didn't really want to become the podcaster, or they tried it, it lasted a year, and they're like, this just didn't work for me. They didn't want to go into it thinking, okay, I just want to publish an episode every Tuesday for the next 5 years. And they weren't trying to hit the charts. They weren't really worried about downloads. I think when we worry about downloads, that comes from when we get started podcasting. We think that's the norm if we need to hit millions of downloads, or the only way to make money is we have sponsorships and we need to hit the charts. And I am not about that. You've heard me say that time and time again. Downloads are not going to make you sales. Now, do you need people listening to make you sales? 100%. I mean, yes, of course you do. But what I have learned over time, myself included, is we want something simpler. We want a place where people can trust us. We want better discovery calls, which means we want people to basically kind of already know how we serve and what we do and our frameworks before they get to the discovery calls, because you want clients to already understand what you do before you hop on a Zoom call with them if you're someone that does sales calls or discovery calls. I spent the first 2 years of my business taking the first 10 minutes of every discovery call or at some point in the discovery call to explain what it is I do and how I help them. And, you know, and then they still had to make the decision. What I want to happen with podcasting, or I'm going to even start to broaden that to say audio in general, and I'm going to get to this over the next few weeks of where I'm headed with this. So please stick with me and please keep coming back for the next few weeks. Because what I know that you probably deep down want when it comes to a podcast is you want to be able to hop on that discovery call and they already know what you do. You're just kind of meeting them where they are, answering questions. You may want fewer sales calls in general, explaining the same thing over and over and over again, to where maybe they don't even want to hop on a call. They just might have a question they could ask you in the DMs, or maybe they fill out a form, they ask you the questions, and they're ready to work with you. You want referrals, you want relationships, and you do want people to see you as the authority that you know what you're talking about. And somewhere along the way, I have realized that those are not podcast goals. Those are not even really related to podcasting in general. We could remove the podcast and those would still be our goals. We want people to understand who we are. We want them to want to work with us without us having to get on a call and basically say, you know, our 10-minute sales pitch. We don't want to have to do that anymore. And if you love doing that, amazing, keep doing it. I even met with a client once who she was having hour-long discovery sales calls, use that word interchangeably, however you say it. And I'm like, no, with the podcast, you can get that down to 10, 15 minutes. They already learned from you from the podcast. And then when they get on the call, you're just answering their questions and making sure that you're a good fit with them. Because sometimes it does take us speaking to that person to know if we want to work with them, especially as a service provider and you're working one-on-one. You don't want to end up someone buying your offer and you're like, this does not work and we do not fit. So All to say that these are not business goals, or podcast goals, I'm sorry, they're business goals. And once I started kind of thinking about it in that way, it kind of changed the way I think about podcasting. But what I think we've done accidentally is we've made podcasting this destination. But I don't really think that's it. I think it is, I've had someone tell me the podcast is the vehicle, and I'm like, oh, that's so true. It's the vehicle that does what we want it to do. But the destination has always been the trust and helping the right people hear your voice, how you think, how they can feel connected to you and who you are as a person and how you can help them. And then ultimately that helps them decide if they want to work with you. So the overall goal is the audio itself. And maybe not necessarily audio being the goal, but the business outcome is. And the way I help you do this is through audio. And I promise I want to give it all away right now, but I'm like, I need to kind of set the scene. And then I want to go into another episode explaining the full thing. So this is going to be, I'm not going to say this is a series, but it is kind of like a three part. I did break it up into three parts. So let me give you this little analogy that might kind of help you think about this. And I'm going to use websites as an example, because that way it's not so closely tied to podcasting. But I want you to think about it this way. You do not, or well, I'm going to say nobody. Nobody wakes up one morning and says, you know what I really want? I want a website. But no, they're not. I mean, yes, they might say that, but that's not what they really want. What they really want is people to understand what they do. And the website is the way to accomplish that. It's a way that they can get online, see what it is they do, what they have to offer, so on and so on. So what I think is that audio works that exact same way, because I don't really think that you're thinking, I want a podcast. Yeah, you want a podcast, but that's not, why do you want the podcast? And I have said this before. This is exactly the first question I ask every single client who comes to me, or interested potential client, is why do you want a podcast? And most of the time, it's because they want people to trust them. They want warmer leads. They want fewer sales calls where they're having to explain all of this basic information time and time again, which is why I began to dread discovery calls. I dreaded them. In fact, in I think it was 2024, I think that's when it was, I was trying to figure out how to not do sales calls. Like, I just wanted someone to ask me questions and I would send them a Loom video or something, because I didn't want to have to keep explaining things. I just wanted someone to say, I've been listening to you for a while. I already know what you do. I already know I want to work with you. I just have a few questions, or I want to make sure we're a good fit, yada, yada, you know? So the podcast, or whatever type of audio experience you choose, which is what I'm going to get into in the next few episodes, is simply the vehicle that makes that happen. So if you have been putting off starting a podcast because you keep thinking, I don't have time to publish every week forever, or I don't want to put this other, I don't want to say a burden, because believe me, if it works, it's not a burden, but you don't want to have one more thing to do, and you can't simply afford to hire someone to do it. I always tried to tell people, but if you hired someone, you can do it. Well, not everybody has the budget to do that. I want you to not think that you don't have enough to say forever and ever and ever and ever. Or maybe you're telling yourself, I don't want to be a podcaster. I want the benefits of a podcast, but I don't want to have to do a podcast. So I want you to hear me when I say this. Maybe you don't need a weekly podcast. And this has taken a lot for me to come to terms with. And let me say it this way. You may not need it, at least in the way that you've been picturing it. Maybe what you really need is a simple, intentional way for people to hear you. And that can look very different depending on your business and what you're trying to accomplish. So that is what I've been thinking a whole lot about lately, which is what I'm going to be getting into in the next few episodes. So instead of you asking yourself, should I start a podcast, and hearing me say, yes, you should start a podcast, I'm going to stop and ask you, or maybe you should ask yourself, what role should audio play in my business? Or why do I think that needs to be a podcast? Because there is not just one answer anymore. Sometimes the answer, and this is kind of a little teaser and to the next types of episodes I'm going to be, or the next few episodes, is sometimes it is a weekly podcast. Sometimes it's a podcast where you do it every other week. Sometimes it's a seasonal podcast. Sometimes, and here are a few different things that I am going to be starting to introduce a whole lot more and kind of leading into a little bit more, is that sometimes this could be a limited series podcast, which I'm going to get into and talk about what that is exactly. Sometimes you just might need a private podcast to be able to send people to and not have to have a weekly podcast. Sometimes it means you just need to be guesting on other people's shows to explain what you do, to get in front of other audiences. But the right answer depends on what you are trying to accomplish. And honestly, that has been so freeing for me. I have been trying to fit every single service provider into the exact same marketing strategy with a weekly podcast, and not everybody fits that mold. Not everybody wants that. And I certainly do not want to convince you or try to convince you to do something that does not fit your business. So instead, what I am now doing with my clients, and feel free to reach out to me to ask me any questions about this. I am more than happy. You can send me a DM on Instagram. You can email me. I will put the link in the description where you can either book a call with me, or there's a link to a form where you can ask your questions and we can just chat back and forth asynchronously if you don't want to have to get on a call. But what I want to start with every client from here on out is I want to start with the business goal. And that is kind of sort of what I always did regardless. But what I'm doing a little bit differently is we start with the goal you have in mind. And then what I'm going to help you do is choose the right audio experience that best supports that goal. Because I no longer think that every single service provider needs a weekly podcast. It's too much. We don't need thousands of leads. If you are a one-on-one service provider, you may need to work with 10 clients, maybe the entire year. Maybe you only work with one or two a month. Maybe you were like me in the past where I needed so many clients a month, but then they stayed with me. So I didn't need new clients all the time. But what also happened was I wasn't marketing myself enough. And when those clients no longer needed to renew their contract, I was kind of stuck. So that's also a thing that I want, we're going to be talking about too. So all of this to say, I am having like these aha moments that have taken me so long and so much stress. And I think the stress is that I have been trying to make everyone fit a mold because I thought that they had to do podcasting in a certain way. And I am giving myself permission to say that's not the way it is. And I'm going to be, I don't want to say I'm pivoting, because the whole point of what I'm talking about is that your voice is what sells your offers. What I believe hasn't changed. It's just how we get there. So maybe you have a weekly public podcast right now and you do think it's not working for you. But before you think it's not working for you, I would like for you to say or stop and think, well, could a different form work for you? And that is what I'm here to help you do. So if you have been thinking about that, if you have wanted to start a podcast, but you have these hesitations, reach out to me because there could be another way. But over the next few weeks, I am going to be going so much more deeper into this. I'm going to be showing you why I do think every service provider needs some type of audio experience in their business, but it doesn't always have to be the same type of podcast that everyone thinks you need to have. And I'll be honest, what I thought everyone needed to have, but they don't. So we're going to be talking about buyer journeys, and your buyer journey is different from the other person's buyer journey. But I want to talk about how people move from finding you to trusting you, and that there are different kinds of audio experiences available today that don't require you having to focus on a weekly podcast episode. I mean, I've even toyed with the idea of, do I need to be talking to you every single week? I love it, so I will keep doing it. But this also goes to show that my messaging has evolved and it will keep evolving. And it takes me talking out loud to do that. But if you are someone who's like, I already know my messaging, I already know, I just don't know that I want a weekly podcast, or I don't know how this would work in my business, that's what I start with. I'm the person who can help you. Let's look at your business goals. Let's look at who you talk to, and let's figure out what type of audio experience could fit in your business. And we will decide which one of those fits you instead of assuming that you need the same thing as everyone else. Because everyone out there is saying, you need a podcast, you need to grow your downloads, you need this, that, and that. And I've been that person and it never felt right. It never sat well with me because I love podcasting doesn't mean that every business needs that. So I believe this is kind of going to be changing the conversations that I have with you, with people, that we're no longer going to, I'm no longer going to be talking about, well, how do I start a podcast? I want to start asking you, how can I help you find the audio experience that helps the right people trust you faster to want to work with you? And that I think is so much of a better question than should you start a podcast? I do think you need some form of audio in your business. That will be the hill I stand on. Okay, this is going to surprise a lot of you, but even if that means video, not a YouTube channel, but maybe a video series or something, some place where someone can hear you speak, say what you need to say, talk about how you help people. And that is what I want to talk about. So please come back for the next few episodes. I know the title of this episode was probably like a what? You're saying what after all these years? Yeah, I am. And it's okay. And I feel good about it. Talking about this today, I don't know. It's kind of lighting me up. And I was nervous because even, what was it, 2-3 months ago, I was like, I'm just going to focus on launching podcast instead of talking about production and strategy and growing your podcast and all the things, because I've peeled back what it is that I've really wanted to do. And that is to help you get clients through audio, which trust you. And instead of forcing everyone to think they needed a podcast to do that, it is still sort of podcasting. Every element that I will be talking about does fit the podcasting realm, but it doesn't mean you have to have a weekly show. So come back, join me. If anything in this episode has made you think, well, I don't want a weekly podcast, or I do, or I thought I did, but maybe I want something different. What do I need? I would love to help you think through that. Right now, I am having conversations with service providers about what role audio could play in their business. There's no pressure. There's no pitch. I am going to be figuring out what makes the most sense for your business, your goals, and the way you want to show up to market your business. And if you want to hop on a call and let's do that, let's talk through that. I will have the link below. But if you're anything like me and sometimes you just don't really want to hop on a call, you just want to ask questions and let's talk back and forth, you can certainly do that with me. Ask your questions asynchronously. There will also be a link above or in there that lets you just fill out a quick call, give me your email address, ask your questions, and I will respond to you that way. So either way, I would just love to hear what you are building, how you would love audio to fit in that, or if you currently have a podcast and you're like, I've wondered if this is working for me, but what other options are out there? Reach out. This is what I'm becoming passionate about. I think my passion has changed from, it's still podcasting, but I think it's more deeper than that. It is that audio is what gets people to want to work with you. And this is kind of funny because I did just recently release an episode about how all of the coaches I've hired had a podcast, but some of them were from a private podcast. Some of them were because they were a guest on a show. So that just goes to show you, it wasn't necessarily the podcast. It was that I heard them. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about now. So next week, we're going to go more into why I do believe that if you are a service provider, and more so a business owner in general, but I am leaning more into service providers because we don't need as many clients as these digital product course people, even coaches who need, you know, a group program full of 20, 30 clients. This is for those of you that just need, you know, I'm going to even just say less than 50 clients a year. This is for you. And you need an audio experience, not necessarily a full-blown podcast, but an audio experience. And so that's what I want to talk about. So thanks for listening to me kind of brain dump. I don't want to say vent, but just kind of throw my heart out there to you. And yeah, I'm excited about this. I hope this opens up some doors for people who have been so hesitant. And yeah, I'll see you here next week.